Yes.
Coming up this weekend, well, tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday night, it's the 4th of July celebrations all over the place. So,
yeah.
4th of July, Sunday, it's when everybody's going to be celebrating. There's a lot of cities now that's going to, there's going to be a lot of fights. I'm just warning you now.
About what?
Because the parades are coming up either tomorrow or Sunday. You have the 4th of July parades. What they're saying now is people are going out ahead of time and putting their chairs down and marking their space for the parade.
Everybody can finally go out because last year we were all in quarantine.
Mm-hmm.
Everything was canceled last year. So now people, and what's so funny is people that would normally never go like to a beach or a park or somewhere where there's fireworks, they're all going.
But everybody's fuse is about 1 inch long.
Yeah.
So somebody goes out and puts their chair out there and they're not there. It's kind of like you when you steal shopping carts. If the person is not right there next to the shopping cart, you steal it.
You don't have a baby sitting in there. You got nothing in there that's personal.
Right. So if you walk up and you want that spot in the parade and there's somebody's Tommy Bahama chair sitting right there, what are you going to do? You're going to kick it over.
Right.
Or throw it in the trash. Dude, you're not here. Your chair's here. That's not saving a space. So there's going to be a lot of fights. People are going to be drunk.
It's already happening here. So the police have had to police that because the fireworks, they don't tell you. Every year they move the fireworks either to the east side or the west side, back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
This year, again, it's back on the east side where I live. And if I had access to my roof, I would be able to see it. But they fucked up my roof. But anyway, so because it's along the water, along the East River, people have already started exactly what you're saying. So the cops have come through and said, no. And they're not letting people camp out and put their chair and get ready. They're not going to let them do that until the morning of 4th of July. So people are going to have to wake up early, drag their ass over here with their whole family, because what they're going to do is the same thing they do for New Year's Eve. They're going to close off the streets at one point.
Mm-hmm.
So get your stuff, get your food. That's where you're sitting. Wear a diaper because you're not leaving.
If you're sitting in that chair 20 hours before the parade, I'm fine. But marking a spot with a chair and you're at home sleeping, that ain't cool. I'm stealing your chair. Right. You're not getting that space. There's no
way. How can you protect a chair? You know what I mean? Just leaving a chair there. I mean, think about like the rest of the year when a chair is sitting. Someone takes it home. I have a new chair.
The garbage man should come by and throw them all away. They were out by the curb. I took them and I threw them away. But yeah, there's all these photos of every major city and all these chairs lining up. So it's not just one city. It's every city people are doing this.
Wow.
And it's not going to end well because people have a short fuse. They can't even fly a plane now without getting into a fight. You think they're not going to get into a fight over a chair?
Yeah, no, it's going to be fisticuffs over a chair. Hey, it's Chewy. What's up, folks? Houston, Texas, in the house, in the hizzy. Well, you did say that it's 4th of July coming up, so I have a little test for you, a little quiz.
Okay.
Okay. It's going to be, here's your quiz. I'm going to tell you the name of something. You tell me, is it a ride at Dollywood? Or is it the name of a firework?
Oh, kind of like last year we had sex or a porn or a firework.
Right, exactly.
We did that last year.
Yep.
So this is Dollywood ride or firework.
Or fireworks.
Is there a lot of rides at Dollywood?
You'd be surprised.
Oh, okay.
Fire Chaser Express.
Firework.
That is a Dollywood ride.
Really?
Sure is.
Got that one wrong.
You got that one wrong. Tennessee Tornado.
That's Dollywood.
That's Dollywood. Okay. Correct. Well done. Well,
everything's
done.
Tennessee with her. So
yeah, good point. Big Knockers.
That's a firework.
It
should be at Dollywood.
But it isn't.
It'd be like the teacup ride, and they would just spin, and you would sit there.
And then if you're boobs. Really good, you get to sit on the very top.
Yeah, in the middle, there's a wig, and then there's boobs all the way around.
So inappropriate. Mountain Mover.
Mountain Mover. That has to be a ride.
That is a firework, my friend.
Really?
Yes.
That can't be a safe one. That sounds like one that's going to blow off your fingers.
How about this one? Ladies' Night Out.
That is a firework.
That is a firework.
Yeah.
Very good. Lightning rod.
Firework.
Dollywood ride.
Really?
Yep.
That many rides there? I thought there was like two.
No, there's a lot apparently. Huh. Yeah. Blazing Fury.
Firework.
Dollywood ride.
Really?
Yep. Yes.
What a ride that.
Fire in the Hole.
Oh, that's a firework. I know that one.
Oh, yeah, of course you know that one.
It usually goes right on top.
Firework or Dollywood ride, Waking Up the Gators.
Firework.
That is a firework.
Yeah, there's no gators in Tennessee, so.
Okay, it's pretty good. I'm impressed. Bad Reputation.
Firework.
Firework. Thunderhead.
Dollywood ride.
That is a Dollywood ride.
Yep.
Wow, that's impressive. Listen, you did so well. I'm going to give you a bonus round.
All right.
You ready for a bonus round?
Big boobs. Or yeah. Okay. Give it to me.
The bonus round in honor of our all the Florida cities that are on the sex index list this year.
Mm-hmm.
Florida City or ailment?
Oh, I'll get this one.
You think?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to give you the name of something. You tell me if it's an ailment or a city in Florida.
Okay.
Got it? Okay. Socrum.
That is an ailment.
That's a Florida city.
Really?
Yes.
I've never been there.
Yeah. I'm sure. Yeah. Never mind. I was going to say, I'm sure you can get in trouble. I'm sure your scrotum can get in trouble there. Coxsackie.
That is a Florida town.
That's an ailment.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Coxsackie, Florida. I swear I've been there.
It does feel like a place that you'd go. Well, you'd go there.
Right.
Roseola.
Ailment.
That is an ailment.
Okay.
Now, we used to live near Mineola, so I thought I was going to get you with that one. Okay. How do you pronounce this?
Florida town.
Yeah, you're right. Bogia, B-O-G-I-A. Yeah, that's a Florida city. You're
Florida
right.
City.
Okay. Achalasia.
That is an ailment.
That is an ailment.
Mm-hmm. There's no Achalasia, Florida.
Well, you don't know.
Nah, I've been there.
You missed a whole bunch of them. Crags.
Sounds like crabs. I'd say Florida.
It is.
Okay.
Florida. Yep. Uh-huh. Toxo. T-O-X-O.
No, that's got to be an ailment.
It is an ailment.
Yeah.
Okay. Occulta.
That's Florida.
That's an ailment.
Is it really? That's like Ocala. That's where I got messed up.
Mossy Head.
Florida.
That is a Florida city.
Yeah, Mossy Head.
Okay. And the last one, arthritis.
It's got to be a Florida just because you put it in there. That's too easy.
It's both. Yeah. Arthritis is arthritis. You've heard of arthritis, right? Well, apparently there's an arthritis for Florida.
No shit. Have you ever seen all the old people in Florida? I thought you were going to hit me with Kissimmee because I know what that is.
Well, I'm not going to give you the easy ones that we've heard of. I mean, you know, Kissimmee, Florida, I think like has Six Flags there or something. It's famous. I'm not going to give you a famous one. I'm going to give you a little tiny city that you'll see on like Murder in a Small Town that has like 600 people.